first addressing the important foundation of our practice, often overlooked, the shape of our body, the way that we prepare ourselves and give ourselves a physical foundation for the practice. Especially because the point of this practice is not to transcend our bodies or have an out-of-body experience, to ignore our bodies. It's precisely the opposite. It's to fully be aware of the phenomena that are arising and passing away, the sensations, the pain, the pleasure, the vibration, itches, tingling. The body is a window into the mind. So preparing ourselves by feeling our solid foundation, knees and butt on the cushions, spine upright, whatever muscles we can relax them while remaining upright, finding the balance of effort and ease. This is the balance we strive for when we practice. Upright like our intentions. But if we are too rigid, too upright, and don't have enough ease, then we don't really have a sustainable practice. So finding that balance. Remembering that it's always okay to shift posture when we sit together, to move things around. But when you do so, do two things first. One, pause and find out what it is that is driving you to move. What is that discomfort? Is it in the mind? Is it in the body? Is it a pain? Is it an itch? Are we just doing it out of habit, craving comfort? And then when you do move, doing it in such a way that you can keep the mind with the movement. So ask, what is it that's driving this movement? What is it that's motivating me? And then moving slowly enough so that we can say, okay, now I'm moving. This is my intention. And now I've moved. Being aware through the whole process. And now from the foundation of our upright and easeful body, acknowledging the next great foundation of our practice, which is goodwill, loving kindness for ourselves, for our experience, and for every single phenomenon that arises in the mind, whether it be anger or sadness, confusion, joy. Whatever arises in the mind, we're going to create space for here. Underlying everything we do for the rest of this practice will be a vibration of unconditional goodwill and loving kindness, of compassion and sympathetic joy, of equanimity. And you can begin by offering yourself these phrases. May I be happy. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be patient with myself. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be patient with myself. May I be free from suffering. Being peaceful and at ease does not mean the absence of any particular emotion or mental phenomenon. What it means is that we can allow anything to arise and just be with it. We can remain peaceful in the face of fear and hatred and jealousy. We have refuge at all times. Now, knowing that that sense of goodwill is with us in this practice, let it infuse the breath. Let the wish for happiness, peace, patience and freedom become a single entity with the breath. Breathing in metta, breathing out metta. If we've gone into a place of conceptualizing or imagery, reminding ourselves that the breath is a physical phenomenon. It's something we can actually feel. And so moving away from the concept, the idea of the breath, moving into the actual touch sensation of the breath at the nostrils. If you have a home base that you often follow the breath somewhere else, then feel free to continue that way. Trusting that happiness, peace, patience, and freedom are resting in the breath that you follow. The coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. Letting the mind rest and become concentrated. We even have goodwill for when the mind wanders. Compassion saying, ah, this is what you've been trained to do. Come back home. Come back home to happiness, patience, peace, and freedom in the breath. If you wish to remain dwelling in the abode of the breath, then you can continue to do so. But for anybody else who's ready and who's desirous, we're also going to bring the breath with us, but what I want you to do What I offer is this idea to find what is most alive, what the strongest sensation that exists in your body right now, whether that is anxiety in the stomach or anger, frustration in the chest and the arms, or pain in the knees, or if you have a subtle, pleasant vibration in your toes, or if it's the feeling of the breath at the nostrils. Whatever the strongest sensation is, explore that. Bring the breath with you, the breath infused with happiness, patience, peace, freedom, compassion, loving kindness, sympathetic joy and equanimity that's filled with acceptance and forgiveness. And bring it to that place. Let those qualities inform your awareness and your breath, and just explore whatever it is. Explore the boundaries. Is it dense? Is it vibratory? Does it have borders and boundaries? Is it heavy? Is it light? Coming with a sense curiosity, of investigation and awareness. Imagining that we could even be in conversation with pain and not have it be a problem. Just because pain exists doesn't mean we have to identify with it. Just because pleasure exists doesn't mean we have to identify with it. Just exploring. Just being patiently aware. Just inviting the sensation to stay as long as it wants to. Because you have no agenda. Every sensation in the body has something to teach us. Whether it's the truth of anicca, of impermanence arising and passing away, or if it's teaching us that we need to not be sitting in a chair for too many hours at a stretch, or that we need to exercise more or less, or that anger is alive in us even though we didn't know. We welcome every teaching from every sensation and thought and emotion. Not becoming distracted by them, because we do this as a voluntary practice. We choose when to bring our awareness in this way. But to open to the possibility that every sensation has a lesson to teach. And using the last couple minutes of the meditation to offer that sensation the same wishes that we offered ourselves earlier. Let it be the object of your loving kindness. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be patient with yourself and may you be free from suffering. May we all come to a place where we can conquer anger with non-anger, where we can conquer lies with the truth, where we can conquer greed with generosity, where we can conquer the need to conquer with acceptance and compassion and goodwill. May we learn how to make space for everything.